Hello,
good morning.
How was your flight today?
Oh, excellent.
As international travelers arrive here at Dulles Airport, they have to stop at a kiosk and speak to a Customs and Border Protection officer.
How much money are you traveling with?
$300.
$300, okay.
It's that question that's been getting both arriving and departing travelers into trouble. Since July, there have been 10 seizures of large amounts of undeclared cash here, carried by people going to or coming from Ghana. In one case, a man was found to be carrying over $150,000.
We talk about, you know, the global economy. Well, guess what? Bad guys and smugglers are also involved in the global economy.
Christopher Downing, a Customs and Border Protection officer and supervisor, says this could all be a game of cat and mouse.
So they figured, all right, we'll try Ghana. Well, guess what? Now we've hit on Ghana. So odds are they're going to move to someplace else.
Patrick Orender is the CBP Assistant Port Director for the Port of Washington Dulles.
There have been some trends that have linked large quantities of currency to criminal activities, such as organized crime or narcotic smuggling.
It could also simply be that those caught with the cash are distrustful of authorities, especially those overseas, and are used to operating in a cash-focused economy.
But if it's an international organization,
Do not come through Dulles.
Another agency, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, has followed up on the seizures and interviewed those caught with the money. It says the recent interviews have not led to charges. Travelers can carry as much currency as they want, but anything valued at $10,000 or more must be reported. At Dulles Airport, John Aaron, WTOP News.